Do you think the change in the reapportionment provisions, that is now that the party stake in reapportionment that was once directly thrust into the Supreme Court, now that that is no longer true, or is it any longer true?
Well, actually, there have been two times that the Supreme Court ended up in apportioning the state, and I think that probably is a factor also, that the political parties want to, at least in their minds, keep a string on the members of the Supreme Court when it comes down to one of their very most serious functions, and that's apportionment. But this business of filing an affidavit of incumbency did at least open a door for a Supreme Court justice to cast off political considerations if he wanted to, and not take that nomination. I think perhaps that was an attempt, though it has not been very successful, to divorce the Supreme Court from politics. And while we're discussing this, I do want to say that political considerations as such do not very often enter into the decisions of the Supreme Court or the deliberations of the Supreme Court. It is something that is alleged that just is not so. You can take any volume of the Michigan Reports and read it, and rarely will you ever find a combination of the justices as coming down as majority or minority opinions in a case based on their political affiliations. It runs much more to legal philosophy, social philosophy, if you will, and I don't know whether that goes along with political affiliation or not, but it is very rare when it comes down to political affiliation as deciding a case. The last reapportionment case, as I recall, was unanimous. When we reapportioned the state of Michigan the last time, it was a unanimous decision with one concurring opinion, as I recall, filed by Justice Blair Moody, in which he concurred in the result, but expressed some different reasons, therefore. So that kind of kicks the whole theory in the head. Here you've got all the justices agreeing on apportionment, regardless of political party. So if the parties think that keeping some sort of a string in the nomination process on the justices is going to make any big difference, it doesn't appear to work out that way.